Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Grace be with you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are studying the theme, the promise, God's everlasting covenant, lesson 12, covenant faith. Our Bible text, our memory text for this week, is written in the epistle of Paul to the Galatians in chapter 3, verse 11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Sunday. Reflections of Calvary. I sometimes try to remember in my own personal experience, how did it happen that I started to love Christ? What was the reason for it? Why so? What happened? And when I try to remember, then I discover I studied the Lord's life, what he was willing to do for me. Imagine, he is the ruler of the universe, flying around from planet to planet, from one solar system to the next, in a jiffy, quicker than the light. And then, voluntarily, he starts living here in human flesh. But not even that. He wasn't born in a palace. He was not the son of a king here on earth, living in the most beautiful, most comfortable surroundings you could find here on this planet. No, in a stable he was born, amid the animals. So here is something, how could it be? Why was he willing to humble himself in such a tremendous way? Why so? Out of love. And it was this love of him which I had a look at, that changed my mind. Then I discovered, oh, I am loved by the ruler of the universe, by the king of the kings. And he was even willing to die from the hands of the people he created himself. Unbelievable. Out of love, he acted. Out of love for me and you. And when remembering his love for me, then something in my heart started to work. He, because of his love, created love in me towards him. So he was the first who loved me. And he showed it to me when I studied his word. So that's the way how it works. Studying Jesus' life. Whenever you will do that, you will discover he loves me. He loves you. And out of this, something will happen in you. And then life will begin. That's the start, the new start for a new life in peace, in harmony with God. And then you will experience joy and love and satisfaction, fulfilled desire because of this.